Any questions or comments? Yes. Because as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives one reason that he accepted morality as the higher principle, Ekalavya. But the higher principle than morality is the principle of devotional service. So compared to the principle of devotional service, you know, which was the principle of not wanting to be greater than a Vaishnava. So another principle Madhvacharya explains why he gave his thumb to Dronacharya. Because he wanted to be recognized as the disciple of Drona. Because when you are recognized by a disciple of some great teacher, then you get fame. So to have that fame, he was willing to sacrifice the thumb. Sometimes, you know, that the power of fame, the desire to attain fame, allows one to sacrifice. From a mundane point of view, it may be, you know, difficult to understand, but because they have a higher desire for sense gratification. That identifying myself with that teacher, and whatever it takes it to identify, then I'm willing to do that. So therefore, from the Krishna consciousness or devotional service point of view, that was not the highest. But if you see from the mundane point of view, that morality, it's quite amazing that we would not be able to do it. What to speak of asking our, you know, body, you know, even if our guru asks something which is not able to understood by us, we don't easily surrender. So therefore, Dronacharya appreciated that, Madhvacharya explained, and he gave him the education. He minimized the harm which would be created by Ekalavya, but he taught him. So in that way, he clarified the karma. Now he gave him that education, but at the same time, he protected others from Ekalavya creating the harm. Because he was not a proper Kshatriya. Hari Bol. Yeah, it's a family attachment. He had to pay reaction for that because he killed Parikshit Maharaj. Yeah, Krishna gave him that. Therefore, all the saints, the sages, when they came on the battlefield, they started condemning Dronacharya. They said, "You are not doing right." The whole story of Dronacharya siding the Kauravas and going to the Pandavas to teach, you know, he became in one sense a fallen Brahmana because he was more concerned with his son. And because of that, he lost the knowledge of his son being Chiranjeev. When Bhima came and told him that your son is dead, it was a known fact to everybody that Ashwatthama was supposed to be Chiranjeev. He doesn't have death. He doesn't die in this age of Kali. He continues to live. But still, when there is an attachment, you forget the knowledge. He assumed, maybe he's dead. Therefore, he comes to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So the knowledge is forgotten because of the attachment. And that's what Krishna had to plan like that. Because Dronacharya had become totally discriminative. And when he started learning the knowledge from Parshuram, Parshuram said, you know, I got the divine weapons. I can give it to you. That is the only thing I have now. Because all other charity I have offered it. And Dronacharya says, actually, he said, how can I take the weapons of my, how can I use the weapons of this Supreme God? Because Parshuram is the Shaktavesh avatar. He said, no, I cannot, I can't have it. But you teach me the Shastra, the prebendary art. I can take that, and as a Brahman, I can learn it, and I can teach it to others. But I will not use it. But unfortunately, because it was purchased by Duryodhan, because Duryodhan was best friend of Ashwatthama, so Dronacharya was forced to fight as a Kshatriya, even though he was not supposed to. Only when there is an emergency, Manusamhita explains, Brahmana can take the occupation of a Kshatriya. And there was no emergency for Drona. So therefore, in one sense, he fell down from the path of being a Brahman. And therefore, he lost the knowledge. And he was slaughtered by... Mostly he was a Brahmana. He acted as a Brahmana all the time. Prabhupada explains, even though he knew that Drishtadyumna is going to kill him. He is born to kill Drona. But as a liberal Brahmana, Drona taught him. He said, I can teach you, no problem. But only in regards to, that's what, you know, it is explained that Maya captures you, your weakest point, and plays around with you. And Dronacharya unfortunately fell to that trap. But again, when he was told by all the sages and the teachers that he cannot be fighting, you are acting ruthlessly as a Brahman. Stop fighting. And Mahabharata explains actually, Dronacharya stopped fighting and he sat for meditation and started remembering Lord Vishnu. There is a clear verse that he started remembering Lord Vishnu and he had already quit his body. And then Drishtadyumna came and he slaughtered him. So eventually he was in one sense a devotee of the Lord only because he remembered Lord Vishnu at the time of death. So whatever he did, but he did something wrong, which the attachment to his son was very prominent. Like Prabhupada explained this story. I think Giriraj Maharaj told us this story. When all the Pandavas went to Bhishma to learn about Dharma, Krishna could not convince Yudhishthira Maharaj. Vyasadeva could not convince Yudhishthira Maharaj. All the Pandavas tried to convince Yudhishthira Maharaj to take over the throne. Nobody could convince. In the Mahabharata, there are pages after pages trying to convince Yudhishthira Maharaj, but nobody could convince. Of course, Krishna did not convince because he wanted Bhishma to get that glory. So then ultimately he said, okay, come, let us go to Bhishma Dev. So when they all came to Bhishma, including Draupadi also, Draupadi was a little sarcastic. Why she was sarcastic? Because she was looking at Bhishma, and Bhishma could recognize that she is asking him that when I asked you that question, what is dharma? My husband has already lost himself in the gambling match. So can he, you know, stake me in the gambling match? That was the question she raised. And what was the answer of Bhishma Dev? He said, dharma is very difficult to recognize. I cannot give the answer. He did not give the answer. So Draupadi kind of asked him, so how is that now you are giving all these big talks? Who gave you the qualification? So Prabhupada told this story. It is not there in the Mahabharata, but must be in the some Shastra. So Prabhupada said, Bhishma smiled at Draupadi. And he showed his body to her. He said, just see what your husband has done with me. He has removed every part of blood which was contaminated by the salt of Duryodhan. And because all the contamination is gone, purified by your husband, now I can speak about dharma. Therefore, eating food cooked by non-devotees, we don't have a right to speak according to Bhishma's principle. And Draupadi was happy. She was convinced. So, okay, now you can speak what is dharma. So, therefore, when we understand these kind of principles which are mentioned in the Shastras, then we don't fight for these small things. I am right, you are wrong. Then we become humble and all of us helping each other take the process of chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.